This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The NATO summit that started Tuesday continues in Washington this week.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday welcomed NATO leaders and heralded the alliance's 75th anniversary while making the case for peace through strength amid the largest challenge to peace Europe has faced in decades. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
And with much of the focus on Russia's war with Ukraine, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged NATO leaders to stop stalling on taking action against Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Now everyone is waiting for November. Americans are waiting for November in Europe, Middle East, in the Pacific. The whole world is looking to autumn, looking to November. And truly speaking, Putin awaits November 2.
U.S. President Joe Biden also backed Ukraine's defense effort.
Putin's war of aggression against Ukraine continues. And Putin wants nothing less than Ukraine's total subjugation. To end Ukraine's democracy, destroy Ukraine's culture, and to wipe Ukraine off the map. And we know Putin won't stop at Ukraine. But make no mistake, Ukraine can and will stop Putin.
But Zelensky also wants NATO's blessing to attack Russian troops in Crimea, which Russia annexed from Ukraine. Meanwhile, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow, seeking to deepen the two nuclear powers' relationship as NATO leaders gathered in Washington and Russia launched deadly missile strikes in Ukraine that destroyed a children's hospital. Modi is on his first trip to Russia since the full-scale invasion of Ukraine by the Kremlin's forces in 2022. This is VOA News. Cleanup and rescue continues in India after at least 18 people died, 19 injured after a bus rammed into a milk tanker in India's northern Uttar Pradesh state on Wednesday, according to local authorities. The New Delhi-bound bus was traveling from an eastern state as it rear-ended a milk tanker on an expressway. Footage showed injured passengers being transported by ambulance to a hospital where they awaited medical treatment. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports Donald Trump is reveling in Democratic dysfunction as he returns to the campaign trail.
Hello, Durrell.
After days of lying low, the ex-president appeared on the 10th hole of one of his Miami-area golf courses, saying it's a shame how the Democrats are treating his successor.
But don't feel sorry for him. He's a very bad guy.
Trump ramped up his attacks on both the president and vice president amid speculation Kamala Harris might replace him as the Democratic nominee.
Laughing Kamala, L-A-F-F-I-N apostrophe.
Lacing into her with more specifics than usual. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Haitian Prime Minister Garry Conille toured Port-au-Prince's largest hospital on Tuesday after security forces regained control of it. The Port-au-Prince General Hospital had been taken over months ago by gangs that threatened the country's stability. Conille said that the hospital should not be a war zone and we will not accept that. The tour showed the damage and debris left by the gangs in the medical facility. In recent months, gangs have destroyed and looted several institutions in the country, keeping the health system in crisis. Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted United States flag container ship in the Gulf of Aden. The United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center said the captain of the ship reported an explosion Tuesday in close proximity to the vessel off the coast of Nishtan, Yemen. The ship and crew are safe. The center did not elaborate on what caused the explosion. The Joint Maritime Information Center, which is overseen by the United States Navy, identified the ship as the Maersk Sentosa. Late Tuesday night, the Houthis issued a broad claim of responsibility for three attacks, although it remains unclear which of these attacks was reported by the authorities. The rebels have targeted more than 70 vessels and killed four sailors in their attacks. They've also seized one vessel and sunk two since November. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.